Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
And good morning, good morning, Chicagoland. It's Dan Plyer.
Good morning, land.
What?
Where?
Good morning, land. That's where I'm at. I'm in La La Land a little bit. I'm a little tired tonight.
Good morning, land.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning to you. Great interview with Joe.
It's been a long week. Isn't that great?
That was wonderful.
Yeah. We had Anna Klumsky on also from HBO's Veep, beginning of the show. She's from Broadview, so she grew up here in Chicago, too. So
okay.
That show's having its fifth season premiere coming up.
Wow.
Have you seen Veep?
Yes, I have.
It's a crazy show.
It is a crazy show.
And here's the one thing she told me that surprised me, is she said that politicians in Capitol Hill have told other cast.
That's the way it is?
That's the way it is.
Why does that not surprise me?
It's crazy. Like, God, is that how our country operates? Of course, if we did a behind the scenes here, you'd be like, is that how that station operates?
Radio station stays on the air doing that? My
exactly,
gosh.
Exactly. Exactly. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm well, thank you. I have had a good week, of course, with yesterday's weather finally breaking. I was able to spend some time.
It changes your attitude, doesn't it?
It changes everything.
Yeah.
And it was a really great time. Friday, my father turned 94.
Wow.
And we had a fling for him, and some friends came in.
Nice.
And have had a lot of nice responses from folks on Facebook.
Does he still have a drink once in a while?
Yeah.
What does he like? What's his drink at 94?
Actually, we'll prefer a good scotch.
Oh, good for him.
We have beer preferences, but we'll enjoy a good scotch with a meal. So,
well, congratulations.
If you see the pictures on Facebook, you will see a cocktail.
I will check that out. I like that. Well, we were talking earlier in the show, it's Bennett's last show today, and I mean that on the Dave Plyer show. He's going to be producing he's been producing I was going to say Top of the Morning. He's been doing the Morning Bell.
Good Morning Land.
The associate producer.
That's the
producer.
Show he's been doing.
Yeah.
Good Morning Land.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's going to produce Dean for as long as he'll have them. And then the other thing is, though, he's got a podcast starting up, too, don't you, buddy?
Working on it. It's in the works, but we're almost to the point of blasting it out, getting things ready, and that'll be... hopefully be up soon.
We'll talk about that later, Bennett.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Later
sounds
in the
like
morning.
A great idea.
Because you're here every morning till what time? Every Sunday morning till 11, 12? What are you here
for? I'm here till noon.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. But it's been great. You know, I got to tell you, and I want to say this before it gets too late here, but and I've said this to so many people, and I've had great producers here too, but, and you either get it or you don't, and it's either in your blood or it's not. And we've talked before that he's got blood, the radio in his blood. He's Clark Weber's grandson. But he really gets it, and he's been a pleasure, and he makes my life so much easier. And he's going to continue on with us in some capacity to help throughout the week. We do some pre-tapes once in a while, and he's a master at his craft. And so he's going to stay. We'll call him Vice President of Digital Contributions or something.
Digital Contributions,
That's a fair title.
Digital segment producer or
for
something
Morning
like
Land.
That. Yeah, because, he'll have time during the week, so he's so great at that.
Well,
and management
means, this just
great.
Means that I'll see Bennett later.
Yeah.
Because
if
he'll be on, you're going to be on with Dean. We'll be talking to you.
But Dean likes his gin cold, and he likes it, prepared around 7 a.m. So
I've found many notes on the proper methods.
With a chilled glass.
Yes, of course.
A chilled glass.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. So we'll bid Bennett farewell in just a little bit here. But a little history for the week. 1800. Speaking of history, Library of Congress establishes with a $5,000 allocation, nation's oldest federal cultural institution, and serves as the research arm of Congress. It's also the largest library in the world, with millions of books, recordings, photographs, maps, manuscripts in its collection. I mean, that's really where American history lies.
I would like to go with Jarrett just to visit sometime.
Right?
I wonder. It's probably a library in transition, just like every other library in the United States. You know, what to keep with, you know, in terms of the tangible stuff, books and recordings and all, but then also what to transfer onto digital. I'm sure they're making that transition as well, but. I know between that and the Smithsonian, they have stuff in there that is invaluable.
Absolutely, and that's something you don't want to. It's not something you visit once because they do rotate things out of there, in and out of there, in the halls and stuff mm-hmm. and so forth. So it's always fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Great story here about not a great story. It's a fascinating story about Chicago's Crosby Opera House in 1865. Do you know the story, Dave?
I know the name Crosby Opera House. Continue, though.
Beset by bad timing and worse luck throughout its brief life, it was scheduled to open on April 17th, 1865, with a performance. And the premiere was postponed because of the assassination
of
President Lincoln. Exactly.
Yeah.
Crosby then ran into severe business difficulties. As a result, what the Chicago Tribune at the time called his disastrous failure, by 1866, he was forced to sell the building. A group of prominent Chicagoans who wished to assist him arranged a sale by lottery. Tickets cost $5 apiece. Approximately 210,000 people purchased tickets, some 25,000 by Crosby himself, and the selection of the winner took place in January in 1867 before a packed audience. The winner was A.H. Lee from Prairie du Rocher, Illinois?
Prairie du Rocher.
Prairie du Rocher.
Way down there.
Who sold the building back to Crosby for $200,000, a sum that was considerably less than Crosby profited on, which was a good thing. So then he made plans by early 1871 to open, and guess what happened?
The Chicago Fire.
The Chicago Fire.
Okay,
And the Opera House. It was over. By the way, Ben and I found it, and we'll play this another time, but we found a clip. Last week we talked about President Lincoln's assassination being the anniversary. We found a clip of the last survivor that witnessed it on a 1954 game show. It was What's My Line? He was 6 years old at the time that Lincoln was assassinated. He was well into his 90s, and he was the guest on What's My Line, and they had to guess what he witnessed. And
wow.
He witnessed, how cool is that?
Wow. I never knew that existed. I know that they, you know, they did a lot of things with the Lincoln tomb over the years.
Yeah.
But I did not know that we actually had some audio or video.
Just a little bit of him talking, but, you know, he was an older gentleman, so he didn't talk that much.
The host kind of
talked about him. Yeah. 1876, the Chicago Cubs' first NL game beat Louisville 4-0. So it's went to my first game of the season on Wednesday night, and the ballpark, despite any construction going on outside, is beautiful inside.
Is it?
It's gorgeous.
Have you seen the pictures of the new clubhouse?
I have. Amazing.
Wow.
Compared to the piece of crap they've been in for 102 years, whatever it's been, 102
years.
Exactly. 1863, the Beatles meet the Rolling Stones for the first time. Fascinating story. They were at the Crawdaddy Club, and they kind of hung out backstage together and just talked business. And there's pictures of this.
I've seen a couple of those.
Online, of Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger just hanging out talking about music and pretty cool stuff. 1985, the trade secret for Nuit Coke was released. Remember Nuit Coke came out?
Yes.
It was a huge uproar and it was all over. Oh, crazy stuff.
The new Coke.
The new Coke. Then they had Classic Coke and then they said, you know what, we're getting rid of the new Coke. That's what happened.
Coca-Cola Classic, then there was zero-calorie Coke.
Yeah, yep. But there was this, why would you reinvent the wheel on a flavor of the most iconic, one of the most iconic brands?
Right,
there's money to be made.
But they ended up losing money on it. Yes, they did.
I stand correct.
1985, a sad day in WGN history. Frazier Thomas, who's the creator of the television show Garfield Goose, Family Classics, died in studio before a Bozo show taping. He was, he had a stroke and he passed away almost 30 years, of a host on WGN television programs. And here's a little overview on Frazier Thomas's life.
Tonight, WGN bids farewell to a man who, through his dedication and concern for his audience, became an institution in the entertainment business. Frazier Thomas, the longtime master of ceremonies on The Bozo Show and host of Family Classics, passed away this morning at 10:01 after suffering a major stroke here on Monday morning. He was 66 years old. A native of Rushville, Indiana, Frazier began his career at the age of 12 as a kid magician. Later, he found radio, beginning his broadcast career at WLW in Cincinnati. And then, in 1954, Frazier moved into Chicago and on WGN launched a children's program.
Good to see you this morning.
We made our way up to Thursday. My, Georgia, I told you if we kept plodding, we start on Monday, we'll make it up to Thursday. A lot of the boys and girls are back in school.
You know what? And we have at the Broadcast Museum, Mrs. Thomas, when Frazier passed away, donated all the Garfield Goose puppets that were actually operated by Roy Brown. We have Frazier's Garfield Goose and Friends jacket that he wore with some nicotine stains on the collar. But we have the family classics set, the books, the chair, a lot of artifacts from when he was on the show. But you know what? They continue to, you know, because Bozo was on tape at the time. I think they had 6 more weeks worth of Frasier episodes left. And I remember as a kid watching family classics that week after, and the president of WGN Television hosted the show.
Oh, really?
And talked about what a legacy Frasier had left, and mm-hmm. then showed a movie, and then Roy Leonard took it over.
Roy succeeded Frasier.
I still think that they should bring it back and bring Dean back as the host of family
Why
classics.
Why not?
Don't you think?
Why not? Yeah. Yes. And you know, most if not all of those movies still have some interest that they
Absolutely.
Would show on family classics. I would say most, if not all, have been cleaned up and restored, so
yeah.
they wouldn't be,
They'd be perfect.
You know, scratchy old film that we.
And you could add some new ones in there.
And you
too.
Could add some new ones, of course. Yeah. A lot of things have happened in the past 30, 40 years. Family Classics was a mainstay at our home.
Absolutely.
On Friday
Mine
night.
Too. Mine yeah. too. Friday, it was Sunday for me. It was Sunday afternoon.
Well,
for
Sunday,
me,
right,
moved,
when they would show it afterward, yes. Yeah. But you're talking to someone who is a little bit older.
Just a little. Come on. 91 Frank Thomas was the first White Sox to homer at the new Comiskey Park. In 96, the Chicago Bulls win a record 72 games in a season. And again, final show for producer Bennett Wakenight. Bennett, thank you so much for all your hard work. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And same here. And I'm so glad that you were gracious enough to accept me as the official first show here at WGN for me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, very excited for you on your next path, and yep. I'm excited to continue to work with you.
Congratulations, Bennett,
well.
And
thank
it's good
much.
That we'll be continuing to work together with Dean's program.
I'm very excited.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.